regarding the law of lighting candles lechbod Yom Tov, specifically Rosh Hashanah. This year that Rosh Hashanah falls out on an Erev Shabbat, so the ladies light their candles like they would normally do on any Friday when they're lighting their Shabbat candles. They would light it 18 minutes before sunset, but in this case, they make the beracha, asher kedeshanu b'mesvotav v'sivanu, l'adlik ner shel Shabbat v'yom tov. So they add Yom Tov to the beracha. The question is, what do they do on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, this year being on Motzei Shabbat? It's obvious that they cannot light the candles for the second night until Shabbat is over, which means they should not light minimally until 42 minutes after sunset. Preferably, the best thing for the ladies to do would be is to wait for the men to come home from synagogue till the time of Shabbat is over, and right before the Seruda, they have to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. You have to remind the ladies to say that because it's Shabbat for them. Unless they prayed Arbit. If they prayed Arbit Amidah and they said Vatodiyahenu, so that's already considered Havdalah for them. But if they didn't pray Arbit, they must say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, and they light the Nerot for the second night, just making the Beracha Asher Kedeshanu B'Mesvotav V'Sivanu La'adik Ner Shel Yom Tov. It is not our custom to say Shehiyanu at the time of the lighting of the candles. Our ladies only make one beracha on both nights, obviously. Last but not least, there is a question regarding cleaning out the old wicks and the oil from Friday night in order to redo it for Saturday night regarding the laws of Mukseh. It's not so simple, according to the Haronim, that you're allowed to take an old wick and start throwing it in the garbage or lifting it and cleaning it because of the laws of Mukseh. That's the opinion, really, of Rav Akiva Eger. He says the only reason why it should be mutar is because you need the light in the room. So it's considered ochir nefesh to get rid of the old to light the new. But that reason doesn't apply to us because we have lights anyway in the room. We're only lighting the candles for extra light. In any event, it's brought down from Rav Eliashiv, may living be well, that it is permissible to clean out the wick and all that. It's considered nechluch, that becomes batel to the actual pamot itself, the actual candelabra, and therefore it is permissible to clean out the old wick in order to prepare it and do the new wick. But all that should be done minimally 42 minutes after shikiah.